You're listening to the People Over Profit podcast. Hi, I'm Justine Beauregard. Since 2008, I've helped scale multiple businesses to 7, 8, and 9 figures by focusing on quality connections, not vanity metrics. For decades, we've been taught to believe that business is just a numbers game, but really, it's a relationships game. Gone are the days of prioritizing money over our missions and the people that our businesses are built to support. I created this podcast because I want you to make a difference in the world without feeling like you have to sacrifice your income or your integrity to do it. If you're building a business that puts people first, you belong here. Now, let's spend some quality time together. The research is clear. Teaching what you know to others is a proven way to learn faster, understand better, and sustain higher levels of momentum and motivation. I see monetizing your knowledge as a form of teaching. From developing courses to running events, creating lead magnets, and even posting your most basic ideas and thoughts on social media. So, what is the easiest way to monetize the knowledge you've gained over the years? In my opinion, it starts with a first step of reflection. How did you get where you are now? How did you overcome obstacles that other people might also be facing? What do people tend to ask you over and over about your area of expertise? And what are some of your frustrations around the topics that you know a lot about? Think about these questions more deeply, because this is where you get to decide what knowledge you would like to monetize. And maybe that knowledge that you've acquired happened by accident. I have coached lots of people who've accumulated knowledge that they didn't even realize they had. Asking these questions will help you uncover your best opportunities for the knowledge you've acquired that people would actually pay to learn from you, especially the longer it took for you to acquire and master that knowledge yourself, to put it into practice. So take a previous client of mine, Kate, for instance. She's a great health coach who's been eating the same breakfast for like 7 years. It took her such a long time to find the perfect blend of convenience, nutrition, and taste, but she found it, and she just kept making it every day so she could easily stick to her own health goals. People want to know these things, whether that is how you grow your social media and following and create awareness for your offers like Kate did, or share a paid offer like a pre-done meal plan that incorporates all of your favorite choices into one simple document or one simple community or program. And that's step one. Reflect. Choose the what in terms of the knowledge that you're going to share and monetize. Step two is choosing how you want to monetize that knowledge. I've created something called the Irresistible Offers Framework, and this is something that walks my clients through the steps of offer creation more specifically, but I will give you the gist on this podcast. First thing you want to do is start with the end in mind. What do people want to happen once they have acquired the same knowledge that you will be sharing with them? Keep in mind, no one wants to learn. They want to achieve. Just like we don't want $1 million, we want to spend $1 million. We want the thing after the thing. So the knowledge and skills and transfer of information is not what people buy. People buy results. They buy solutions. Think about what it is that that knowledge can give them. Then think about if this is something that you would like to sell directly or indirectly. Some of us are paid to teach and coach and train other people. You might not want that. You might not want to add another offer to your business model. You might not want to go into the education space. You might want to do something different. So you end up partnering with someone who wants to deliver an online course and share your knowledge with them and train and teach them and take a percentage, or get paid to add your expert opinions to a blog that's well known or a community, or even attend events and get paid to teach in very small pockets of time. You might even develop a membership or events of your own where people can get access to your knowledge without much effort on your part or without disrupting your current business model too much. You might even decide that even though you have knowledge to share, you want to monetize it, but you don't want to be responsible for it. So you end up hiring a team of people to go execute and implement and sell and do everything around it, depending on how much budget you have. Now, if you decide that a paid offer of your own that you sell is the way to go, I want you to think about how you're going to deliver that. Is it going to be sent out via email? Is there an app you're going to be using? Are there videos you need to create? What platform are you going to be using to get it distributed? What are you going to charge for it? How long is it going to take people to get to that ideal outcome when you're starting with that end in mind? How are you going to sell it? How often are you going to sell it? Is it going to be a launch model? Is it going to be cohort style? Is it going to be rolling enrollment? Is it going to be limited spots? What is that going to look like? And even as I'm rattling off these questions, you can tell that every new offer you create and sell, at least in my opinion, is like starting a business from the ground up. There is so much to consider and a learning curve of your own every time you add an offer. So choose your next steps wisely. Make sure that it's something you're excited to dig into and commit to and fail from and learn from and grow from and all of those things before you go, yeah, I could easily monetize my knowledge with a course, not realizing that it's going to take you 6 months to develop the course content. You're going to have to do multiple iterations with testers, and you're going to have separate cohorts, and you're going to have to try different learning models, and it could work right away, or it could take years to really master. So there's a lot of things that are involved. And yes, if you work with someone who's done it before, your success curve is going to look a lot healthier than doing it from scratch and not knowing and just going on and DIYing and looking at blogs and listening to podcasts and trying to piece things together for something new. But even with an expert, even with a mentor by your side, it still takes time. It still involves trial and error. It is still something that you personally have to find your ideal formula for. And this is one of my biggest pet peeves when it comes to information sharing today, because there's so many ads that are like, create your online course in 3 days. But an online course that's created in 3 days is not going to be that good. An online course that is good, that is thoughtful, that is coming from a place of sharing real expertise and knowledge takes time to reflect on and put together in a meaningful way. It takes time to test and try and sell and perfect with the people that you're serving, because you are someone who is already an expert. So that means there's probably going to be a lot of things that you have blind spots around, a lot of things that you're going to need feedback from people who actually go through the material and say, I don't understand this. Can you help me do this easier? I'm getting stuck here. I have questions around this, that, or the other thing. And you're going to need to be prepared to create either bonus resources or help them walk through and navigate some of those circumstances individually and figure out what is my sweet spot in terms of fulfillment of this offer. And this brings me to the third step, which is deciding why you are monetizing your knowledge to begin with. I think this is the most important step. Do you desire to change something? Do you desire to share a unique perspective? Are you being asked a lot about the same things over and over, and you're seeing an opportunity to help even more people by streamlining how you share your knowledge? Is there something that comes easily to you that you're watching others struggle to do? Are you simply trying to create additional streams of income? There's no wrong answer, and there's no right answer. There's just the answer that is real and true for you. So to get closer to your why, I want you to complete this sentence. I'm excited to share my knowledge to help people achieve, fill in the blank, by, fill in the blank, because, fill in the blank. For me, this sounds like, I'm excited to share my knowledge to help people close more sales by mastering simple human skills because they're too brilliant not to profit off of their ideas. This is what I would consider to be a mission-driven why. I've had clients with all sorts of whys. To give you a few examples and more inspiration for your own statement that you're about to write, I'm excited to help more people heal their mind and body and soul by becoming Reiki masters so they never have to rely on others to connect to their own joy. I'm excited to summarize all the research I do in my industry on a quarterly call to save people dozens of hours and bring them more clarity as I generate more income and authority in my industry. I'm excited to support nonprofits with subscription-based graphic design services that help them reach more donors and share their mission in more spaces with more confidence. I'm excited to develop a course on leadership that I've perfected for over 20 years to help companies nurture their people to grow from within the organization and grant more of them the opportunity to thrive in their work while doubling my own personal revenue. As you can see, all of these are different, and these are all actual examples of clients that I have worked with and their reason for monetizing knowledge. Certification programs, events, paid offers, courses, it all works. The key is really deciding what fits you and what fits your brand. What comes naturally to you? What you enjoy? What people don't just want or find useful but will happily pay you for? And if it doesn't come so easily to you, or if you feel like you keep getting stuck, let it ruminate for a bit. There is no rush. Only you are putting a deadline on your dreams. Forcing it is never gonna work. I know, I've tried. You can hire someone like me who can provide you with some clarity and help you organize your thoughts and get closer to where you wanna be. But at the end of the day, you need to feel ready and excited and clear about how you're going to monetize your knowledge to do it effectively. And if you listen to this episode and you immediately know what you want to monetize, I'd love to know about it. Send me an email at justine@justinebeauregard.com or shoot me a DM on Instagram or LinkedIn and let me know what you picked. I am so excited for you and I am rooting for you always. Have a great week. If you found this episode helpful, feel free to tag me with your thoughts and feedback at Justine Beauregard Coach on Instagram or Facebook. And if you have ideas for future episodes, I'd love to hear them. Just send an email to justine@justinebeauregard.com. And if you haven't yet, don't forget to click that subscribe button and rate and review the show. Your feedback means a lot to me and allows us to keep learning and growing together. I'll see you next week.